My name is Susan Felton, and I'm a member of the Cooper County Health Board. We just took a vote tonight on a health regulation that would put some restrictions on Class 1 CAFOs, but not a tremendous amount of restriction. I did vote no for the regulation, primarily because the DNR already regulates CAFOs in our county and in our state. About 20% of CAFOs are already viewed yearly to make sure that they're meeting the regulations of the DNR. And so I feel like we've already got a regulating body that's doing a good job, and I didn't see a need to double regulate an industry. Also, the Department of Health and Senior Services, which is our parent organization for our Cooper County Health Center, has said that a well-regulated CAFO does not pose a health risk for the citizens. And so I feel like that's a body of individuals that know what they're talking about, and we should listen to them. I've talked to the people at the Extension Agency and at the University of Missouri Extension on a couple of occasions, swine veterinary health individuals, people who do some of the building inspections for CAFOs, and they have assured me that they believe that CAFOs are a superior way to raise quality animals for consumption in our state, and I believe they know what they're talking about. They should be the experts in our state. They teach our students, and so they should be considered experts. So that's why I voted no. I didn't really have a lot of problems with the ordinance the way it was written this second time around. I do believe everybody should have export only, should follow the DNR guidelines, whether it's export only nutrients or not. But so.
You say the second time around on the ordinance. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me fundamentally how it was changed from one time to the other?
Oh, Tom? Is that, yeah. That is really, there were really a lot of changes. There was going to be a fee every year, and everybody was going to have to renew they were going to have, I don't know how to say exactly what that was called, but they were going to have to renew their ability to produce animals through a CAFO every year. And so that was going to cause, I think, a lot of problems for people with financing in the county. I didn't think that was really fair to farmers in the county, that they would have to yearly show that they were yearly be reviewed, basically, to make sure that they could continue to operate. That's was an undue burden, I thought, for our farmers. Let's see, how else? Well, it was quite a bit more comprehensive document. Let me see if I've got that first regulation here with me so that I can kind of look at it while I'm talking to you about it.
That might not be necessary to.
It is. Right. You might not want to know everything. Well, and we were going to regulate Class 2 CAFOs, but we decided not to do that. So this was a narrow focus. Let's see. I think we increased the setback from 50 to 100 feet for occupied areas. So that was a little bit more of a setback. And we took out some of the parameters for monitoring gas, carbon dioxide and ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, methane. We took some of that out. And there were some vague regulations, like, for example, talking about the way the life, the manure storage structure should be. It talked about those, but it really didn't give specifics on that, which that would have been very hard to enforce because it was so vague. Okay. Does that tell you what you wanted to know?
Yes.
We had a, for example, we had animal waste. Animal wastewater should not be applied to a land with a slope greater than 10%. That was, I think that was taken completely out.